USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Associated Press is reporting the death toll from last weekend's tornadoes and storms that hit six U.S. states increased to 88 Monday, including 74 in Kentucky. President Biden last night declared a major disaster in Tennessee and issued an emergency declaration in Illinois one day after declaring a major disaster in Kentucky. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the mostly partisan January 6th committee, gathered Monday night to advance contempt of Congress charges against former Congressman Republican Mark Meadows.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required.
Mr. Meadows on Fox News.
Executive privilege that Donald Trump has claimed is his to waive. It's not mine to waive. It's not Congress's to waive. And that's why we filed the lawsuit.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
President Biden is heading to Kentucky Wednesday to assess tornado damage.
President Joe Biden is planning to travel to Kentucky Wednesday to assess storm damage in Fort Campbell, Mayfield, and Dawson Springs. Biden told all the governors the federal government will do everything it can possibly do to help.
This administration has made it clear to every governor, whatever they need, when they need it. When they need it, make it known to me, and we'll get it to them as rapidly as we can. And that's what we're doing here in Kentucky.
The trip comes in the wake of devastating tornadoes that ripped through the South and parts of the Midwest Friday, leaving fatalities across five different U.S. states. The storm hit a candle factory in Mayfield, Kentucky, with more than 100 employees still inside the building at the time the tornado struck. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee gathered Monday to advance contempt of Congress charges against former North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows. Mr. Meadows on Fox News Monday night.
Well, listen, they want to talk about the part that fits their narrative. And what we do know, and one of the things that is coming out more and more clearly each and every day is that everyone condemned what happened in terms of the breach of the security on the Capitol on January 6th. But what we also know is that President Trump wanted to make sure that the people that came, that there was a safe environment for that kind of assembly. And I've said that publicly before, the 10,000 National Guard troops, that he wanted to make sure that everything was safe and secure. And yet, the way that some of the Democrats are spinning this, trying to spin some nefarious purpose, I think at the end of the day, they're going to find that not only did the president act, but he acted quickly. And in doing all of that, it's important, with this contempt vote that's coming up tomorrow, there's a very high probability that they will refer me for criminal contempt to DOJ, be turned over to the hands of DOJ. I can say this, that when you look at the criminal component of this, the intent, there's never been an intent on my part.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.